This is 1111. My name is Soham Webb. Episode number 1 is here. Our topic today is the sad story of Mary Manicola. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Inquiry, mindfulness, curiosity, and children's development are the core components of the resources below. Below is a list of books, podcasts, articles, games, and other resources I believe will help manage this unprecedented moment in our lives as educators and parents. Mary's life is really, really, the kind of question a philosopher will have a hard time solving. Mary Manlove has denied herself not just the consolation, but also the more ordinary necessities and common decency of life. In the month of August, in the year 1766, at Deptford, a deplorable old lady, aged in the 96th year, died. She was the widow of Nicholas Lowhorn. There was nothing especially remarkable in the appearance of the two, till the death of Nicholas, the captain in the navy, when the history of Mary's life since the death of Nicholas becomes especially tragic, as we find out in the book entitled Lives and Anecdotes of Misers. In 1989, Ramis married Erica Mann, daughter of filmmaker Daniel Mann and actress Mary Kathleen Williams. Afterward, Ramis worked at a St. Louis psychiatric facility for 7 months. Ramis and longtime collaborator Bill Murray had a falling out while making Groundhog Day, which Ramis blamed on problems Murray was having with his life at the time. The comedic Meatballs was commercially successful, and became the first of 6 films that Murray and Ramis collaborated on. During this period, Ramis, John Belushi, Murray, Joe Flaherty, Christopher Guest, and Gilda Radner were cast in the National Lampoon Show Review, successor to the National Lampoon's Lemmings. He co-wrote the film Animal House for National Lampoon, which Reitman produced, then co-wrote Reitman's play Meatballs. He co-wrote and appeared in the Reitman films Stripes, Ghostbusters, and Ghostbusters 2. The last film in which he wrote, produced, directed, and acted was One Year. As a filmmaker, his films include comedy Caddyshack, National Lampoon's Vacation, Groundhog Day, Analyze This, and Analyze That. In 2016, 2 years after he died, the Second City founded Harold Ramis Film School, the first film school focusing exclusively on filming comedies, in his memory. The common beats of the days of 7 actual kids from Japan, and that single world that we all shared, binded them. This is all for today, friends. My name is Soham and this was episode 1 of 1111. See ya next time.